Good morning and happy Independence Day. More than 40 years ago, Cuban refugees came to Wisconsin's Fort McCoy as part of the Mareel boat lift. We explore the story of one refugee who would like a chance to visit his home country one more time. It's Tuesday, July 4th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, on this 4th of July, we're bringing you a special Wisconsin Life. Maureen McCollum will have a story about a refugee from Cuba chasing the American dream. As a warning, this story contains brief mentions of violence. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
More than 40 years ago, thousands of Cubans were allowed to escape the communist island nation, including many who were sent to Fort McCoy in western Wisconsin. WPR's Maureen McCollum has this unique story of independence from one of the refugees who has lived in Wisconsin and wants to someday visit his homeland. This story is one of many in the podcast WPR Reports Uprooted, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Osvaldo Durruti was sitting in a Wisconsin prison in the mid-1990s. He was in his 30s and he was desperate to get out. He wanted to go home to Cuba, so he concocted a plan.
I had a sad moment.
And this sad moment led to something quite disturbing. In his mind, to get out of prison, Durruti was going to have to kill the most hated man behind bars.
I went little violent, you know. So, you know, inmates, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer, you know.
Durruti thought he'd get out if he killed Wisconsin's most notorious serial killer, Jeffrey Dahmer. And it almost happened in the prison chapel. But the weapon broke and guards intervened.
But I'm not proud of that. At that moment, you know, my mind was so disturbed. Because when I tried to kill him, the reason I did it because I want to go back to Cuba. I don't want to be here in this country anymore. I want to go back to Cuba.
But the assault never got Durruti deported like he hoped. So how did he get here? Durruti settled in Madison, Wisconsin after coming to the United States as part of the Mareel boat lift, a moment in 1980 when 125,000 Cuban exiles were allowed to leave the island. Of that group, almost 15,000 were sent to Fort McCoy in Sparta, Wisconsin, including Durruti. At Fort McCoy, he made friends with a group of musicians who ended up playing for people across the state.
We all got together. We started, you know, playing music. And that was when I ended up going to different places. And that was my way out of the environment, the McCoy, you know.
Once Durruti was out on his own, he settled in Madison. He liked the people, the city, the nightlife. But discrimination and a language barrier made finding a job difficult. So he turned to the drug trade to make easy money. Durruti says he wasn't thinking about the consequences.
We were selling dopes, mm-hmm. You know, we were stealing. We were doing the crazy thing, you know. I can never say regret because, you know, once I do something, I don't look back. If I pay for my mistake, I pay if I do wrong.
He paid for that mistake with a prison sentence, where he would later cross paths with a notorious serial killer. The sentence is also getting in the way of him going back to Cuba. He wants to return to see his family, like his sister, who he hasn't seen in person in more than 40 years.
The first thing I want to do, I want to embrace her and, you know, just raise her up, you know, and hug, give her the hug that, you know, nobody ever... She never gave the hug from her, you know. She said, what you're going to do is cook for me.
But he can't go back. Even though he's no longer in prison, Durruti has felony convictions, so he can't return to Cuba or become a U.S. citizen.
When I came here, I was wild, and nothing good was on my mind. Now, you know, it's like, I got better understanding what it's like to be an American citizen. And not only that, but putting me behind bars, it was something that I needed because I learned how to become a man.
And now, Durruti just wants a second chance.
We pay for our mistake, you know. We are not a threat to society anymore. We just wanted, you know, to ask for forgiveness, consideration, opportunity to, you know, grow as a man, as a father. You know, we're not perfect. We just want to, you know, be part of American dream, you know.
To learn more about Osvaldo Durruti's life in Cuba and Wisconsin, check out the podcast WPR Reports Uprooted. All 8 episodes plus historical photos, all at WPR.org/uprooted. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowland Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are Mallory Chang and John Davis. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a rating and review. Have a great holiday. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.